the original students to practice with Koen Chino Roshi, and long and constant and wonderful presence here at Chikoji. And it's a great, unique.
Go ahead.
It's a great honor to have him be Shuso, and to lead us during this practice period. Cliff's Dharma name is Jusan Tokuho. Jusan Tokuho. And Cliff was co-ordained in Lehrer Nation, isn't that right, Cliff? With you received a raksu from Koven's brother, Kaven Otagawa Roshi, from Japan, and Kaven gave Cliff his Dharma name, and we did the ceremony. We did the ceremony in your zendo. Hmm. When was that?
May 25th or so. About 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
And 2005.
And then in 2010, you were ordained as a priest here at Chikoji. So Jusan Tokuho means continuous or ongoing or constant mountain. San is mountain, and Ju means to continue. It means ageless, actually. Continuous mountain is his intimate name, his private name, and his public name is benevolent. Tokuho means benevolent phoenix. Ho is phoenix, that's from Koven's Dharma name. Ho, phoenix. Koven's Dharma name was phoenix cloud. And benevolent or kind phoenix. Thank you, benevolent phoenix Tokuho, for leading us in this practice period, for being a strong presence continuously for Chikoji, and now for meeting us with our questions to you. Would you like to say something?
It's traditional to make a statement about the Dharma stick. But I'm going to start doing something I haven't done in 60 years, which is to sing a short song. Not only will my apologies for the song and singing follow the ceremony, but also my apologies for all my words that are totally off the wall. The song is from John Denver, and a little bit paraphrased, but I think it's in honor of Chikoji Zen Center, and also the center that each of us represents, the center where each of us is a singularity in mathematical terms, we're something over nothing. So Denver's song goes somewhat like,
center of joy, center of sorrow, center of promise, center of pain. Such is life, such is freedom, such is spirit, such is love.
Okay, you've answered all our questions.
We can go.
Didn't you? Please, everyone, prepare a worthy question of this answer.
Paraphrasing also something Doug said 1 year ago. If this stick, the Dharma, is in our hands, so please, your questions. No questions?
I'm sorry, Lynch.
My name is Raghav. What is the true nature of a being?
The true nature of a being.
When did suffering begin?
Beginningless.
Does it have an ending?
Don't know. John?
How do you know you're right?
How do I know my what?
How do you know when you're right?
You've heard this before. Don't know. John?
What is Zen practice?
I'm sorry, what is what?
Zen practice.
That's what we're doing.
So, please, in 25 words or less, tell us, what is the relationship between Buddhism and science?
We aspire to the same source, reality, truth. Jonathan.
Is there a reality? Is there a truth?
Yes. Both cases.
If there is a truth, is it embodied by the laws of physics?
No.
She saw.
Sometimes I long for, I yearn for belonging. Sometimes I long for not belonging. Cliff belong.
Marginally. Ying.
What motivates you, Cliff?
This.
how do you know when you're actually helping others?
Don't know. Don't think so. Sharon, I don't, loud and clear.
Shoes out!
Thank you.
When are you daydreaming and when are you meditating?
Yes. Lance.
I have a question about questions. Whether you have any questions. No, wait. Questions that inspire or motivate or that guide your practice.
What is truth? What is reality? Sorry.
What is truth?
This is true.
Chuseo, what have you learned about yourself while being Chuseo?
Lamentable.
Oh.
I don't know, by being Chuseo is something I didn't answer. Let's see.
Did you accomplish anything? What was your greatest accomplishment?
I changed.
How?
For the better, hopefully.
Cliff, are you nervous?
Yes. Always.
Are you enjoying this?
Not the nervousness.
No, I wasn't asking about the nervousness. I'm asking about this.
At the moment.
Good.
Marie.
Chuseo, you ended your lovely song with the word love. How is love related to Zen?
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you, Chuseo.
Same thing. Bree?
Chuseo. What should I do when my mind runs away with stories that congeal in a nest of views?
That congeal in a
nest of views.
Tell me how you resolve it, and I will practice that way.
Chuseo, how does one unwind a state?
Unwind a state? It's not wound. Oh, I'm sorry, did you say snake?
No.
old skin bag, as you say. Tell me something of the Y chromosome being.
I'm sorry, say it louder.
Y chromosome. Tell me something.
Y chromosomes?
Yes, you're the carrier.
Oh. Don't know. John.
Shuso, over the years when I drive to Jikoji, I see dead animals on the road killed by passing cars. And I feel badly about this. Innocent creatures that don't realize the danger. How do you respond?
I'm sorry. John?
So, what is your greatest obstacle in practice?
My mind. Hindrances in my mind.
Shuso, one time my teacher asked me about the last part of the Jhulmir Samadhi, the part that goes, Yi, with his archer's skill, could hit a target at 1,000 paces, but when arrow points meet in mid-air, what has this to do with skill? He said, he asked me, what does this mean? I ask you, what does this mean? Arrow points meeting in midair.
Reality. You found it. But I have to correct you, it's 100 paces.
100 paces. A mathematician.
Why does man have the ability to think apart from other animals?
I'm sorry, I did not understand.
Why does man have the ability to think?
Have ability to sit?
Think. To think.
Think. Oh. Because it is.
So, what is the value of wearing your okesa in a traditional way?
Don't know.
I thought so.
I prefer your way, Peter.
Shuso, you studied science and Buddhism. What is the harmony of difference and sameness of an atom and the Milky Way galaxy?
Same stuff. God?
So, tell me how about your relations? How have they changed?
Oh. You don't want to know about my children? My relationships have changed in the process of studying Buddhism.
People.
I think I'm less harmful than I was as a result of starting Buddhism. Jonathan?
Shuso, you have had a career in studying academics. How have you found the energy to pursue it alongside your practice?
I actually didn't. I did one after the other, more or less. But I did practice during my professional career. So both as time, energy, and appropriate. I'm sorry.
Hannah, my name's Hannah. So how has your relationship to yourself changed through your study of Buddhism?
No self.
So if there's no self, who's this person here?
Don't know.
How would you answer that question if you can't say it? Don't know.
Sharon.
Sure. So, now that you're all dressed up, do you feel like a bag of laundry?
I feel like a sack of skin. A little bit too warm at the moment.
Shuso, if everything is ordinary mind, why zazen? Why is zazen?
To reach silent illumination. Ying?
Sure. So, what do you feel when you observe someone begging for food or money?
I didn't understand, I'm sorry.
What do you feel when you observe someone begging for food or money?
Sorrow. Deep sorrow.
Who's feeling it?
This bag of skin, as it exists now. Sack of skin, I think, is more appropriate.
What do you do with it?
I pay attention. Sorry, John. I pay attention. I'm sorry. Statico.
Shuso, where do you drive your joy from?
In this practice, enormous joy and sorrow.
And how do you practice letting go? Letting go, how do you do that?
I'm not understanding.
How do you let go?
Oh.
Good judging.
Shuso, what do you aspire to?
This.
Anything beyond this?
3-week vacation on the East Coast.
It's already planned, by the way.
John?
So, do you fear your own death?
Do I fear?
Your own death.
I fear my loss of mind.
How would you counsel others on that fear?
God help us.
Is there a God, Jusel, that you're pleading for help?
There is ideals that are beyond reality and materiality. But that's just, their competing views, that's just mine.
Jusel, when did these ideas of God begin? Where did they come from?
I'm sorry?
When did the idea of God begin? Where did it come from?
Where did ideas begin? God?
You saw? I love your saying of the skin bag. Tell me something about the skin bag.
It includes the universe, ultimately. Extends by ways that I don't understand. Reaches to. But realistically, those are energies and scientific terms that reach our senses.
Yeah. Do you have a preference for having hair or having no hair?
Yes.
Just stop. What is the meaning of all this?
The meaning of?
All this.
Founder?
All this.
All this. 42.
She's like, I didn't understand that.
It comes from a book.
It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Jonathan?
So what is color?
It's human perception.
Are you saying that color doesn't exist apart from a person available to perceive it?
Being.
What?
Maybe even a life form.
So beyond this bag of skin, which body do you dwell in?
This body.
Can you show us?
Can't you see?
I can.
Jusel, what is singing?
I don't know. I wish I did.
You do. You just did.
Thank you. I wish.
Jusel, Michelle has a question.
I don't want to say it. No.
Tell me what the question is.
No.
Come on, Michelle.
No.
What was it? She wanted to know, how did God make all the people?
Oh.
Evolution. We grew. We just grew up.
There's a saying in the Bible, it says, you don't become like children, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean?
Just that.
Can you say a little bit more?
Become again as little children. That's something that Christ said. It means reacquiring the innocence that we had before we learned how to manipulate everything and people and us. Mm-hmm. Too many words. Sorry.
It's okay.
Shisa. Did your suffering bring you to the gate of practice?
Yes.
Shisa. Do you suffer within it?
Yes.
Does nature and everything outside of us suffer as well?
Not necessarily.
So, Buddha promised an end to suffering. Where is the end of suffering?
I don't know. Buddha said the Eightfold Path. Of course. Jonathan.
Shiso, is there such a thing as sensation?
Yes.
Sensation.
Yes.
If there is such a thing as sensation, which thing senses?
Sensation is part of the senses that are sensing the sensations.
If there is no self, what is the subject of sensation?
The ego talks about it.
Shuso, what is your strongest memory of Koban?
Actually, I'm too old to have really good memories of Koban. I remember now what I recapitulate and what I read of him, which is wonderful. Todd?
The innocence of children you mentioned. What happened later when we're no longer children? What happened?
We grew up together. You're asking about my children?
No. We all were children. What happened with this innocence? As he said, are we still innocent? Or?
I think no answer. I have an insight, but I'm not quite sure what you're asking, what the meaning is.
Vanity.
Vanity?
And innocence and children, for example. How is that different? Does vanity children seems different to me. Something happened. Something happens. Inhibitions. Something happens. We're no longer innocent.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
The realization of the conceptualization of self as a separate being, and therefore all the subsequent manipulation of concepts that follows that original concept of self. Ying?
Shuso, do you have prior lives?
No.
Do Do you want to be born again?
No.
If not, do you want other children to be born?
I want to... No, I. Sorry. And that.
Giselle, should there is the practice of Zen, letting go of the ego?
I think attachments, letting go of attachments.
Should ego still be there?
It is. Jonathan?
During the meal chant, we pay homage to the numerous
Nirmanakaya
Shakyamuni Buddha. What is the numerous Nirmanakaya Shakyamuni Buddha?
No idea. There's a Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya,
Dharmakaya.
Bill.
Do you remember where you were when you recognized that you needed to change?
But it was a midlife process that lasted years and was gradual. John?
So, on the matter of suffering, you indicated that you were suffering before you came to Buddhism. You indicated that you are suffering during your life with Buddhism. Has your suffering changed because
yes.
of Buddhism? And
yes.
If so, how?
It's all change. Everything is change.
Was it?
To say my suffering is a little bit... judgmental.